All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we're doing another one of our Missing Pieces episodes. This is a side series we do every once in a while where we take a look at a slightly older movie, something from the years of between 2000 and 2017, basically recent-ish movies, but before I started piecing it together, and take a look both at the movies that may have inspired the film we're talking about, and since it's a little bit older, some movies that have come since that may have themselves been inspired by it. So it kind of bridges the gap between our regular Piecing It Together episodes and our other side series, Breaking It Apart. So today, we are talking about Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, the Lonely Island movie starring Andy Samberg and the rest of Lonely Island. And this movie is freaking hilarious. It is one of the great mockumentaries, music mockumentaries specifically, but absolutely so funny. I was not really a fan of The Lonely Island leading up to this coming out, and we get into that a little bit in the conversation with Phil A., who is returning to the show. You guys have heard him here on the show before. Phil A. is a hip-hop artist here in Las Vegas, and it's fun having Phil on the show. He brings a different energy to what we do here, and he was a great choice to talk about Pop Star and skewering some of the excesses of hip-hop that Lonely Island is known for. So we're getting to that here in a minute, but I do want to remind you, as always, to make sure you are subscribed to Piecing It Together wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure you rate and review us over on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. That always helps to make sure people get to see it, to make sure it goes up in those charts and people are checking out this show. Of course, the best thing you could do is just share the show with your friends. If you enjoy what we do, make sure to share it. That really, really helps. And we just recently hit 2,000 Twitter followers, which to all you people on Twitter who are always engaging with what I do, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. I just want to get this show heard, and all of that helps to make sure that happens. So thank you for that. Make sure to share the show. Follow us, speaking of Twitter, on all the social medias at Piecing Pod, and join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. So with all that said, let's get into this conversation about Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Yeah.
All right. Phil A. is with us today. It's been a while. How's it going, man?
Yo, David, what's good? I'm feeling great. Happy to be here. Thanks for coming through with the mobile setup.
Yeah. First time since pre-pandemic being out and about recording podcasts. This is fun.
Nice. Sweet. Happy to break it in.
Yeah. Trying to figure out where I put all my equipment was a quite a process, but I got it together and we're here. We're set up. Looks like everything's recording, so I think we'll be all right.
Perfect. Perfect.
So Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. Is that what it's called?
Never Stop Stopping.
Yeah, there you go. You suggested this one to me for this Missing Pieces series.
Yeah.
So let's just start off right away. When did you first see this? Did you watch it back when it first came out, or did you catch on later?
No, I caught it later.
Okay.
I don't know how or why I didn't see it right away.
Yeah, we're both hip-hop people. So like, why, you know, Lonely Island is kind of, it's its own thing, but I mean, it's still hip-hop adjacent for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, like we were saying, like we were kind of blurry on the year. So it came out 2016. I don't know why I didn't see it right away, especially because I was up on some stuff that he did in 2015 that was really funny. And but yeah, I definitely caught it later on, just like on demand or something. Now I own it on my Vudu or whatever, but it's hilarious. I was just telling my friend last night that hadn't seen it that he has to see it. It's like, for guys like us, it's just like so, well, it's funny for anyone, but it's just like so relatable.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing about like music parody type movies is like, if you're a musician, it hits on a whole nother level because you see that behind the scenes of like that creativity and just how ridiculous it could be, especially, you know, if you're that kind of artist, that like really self-seriousness and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And like, I know you have that background, and like before I moved out here, like my friends had like a joke comedy like rap group as well. And every time I would go back home and visit, I would like lay a verse down on some like ridiculous songs that don't even exist on the internet. But
which, speaking of which, after the mics are turned off, we probably should collaborate on a track one of these days.
Dude, I'm down. Yeah. I'm really open to it.
Well, let's start talking about Popstar a little bit and some puzzle pieces. This is a missing pieces episode for those listening. So this, we're going to start off looking back at movies that may have inspired Popstar, and then at the end we'll get into some movies that it itself may have inspired, since this is a few years old. Although I will say at the top of the show really quick, and we discussed this beforehand, it was very tough to find things that this might have inspired, partially because it's, you know, a music mockumentary. There's not really that many of those, and so it's kind of a very specific thing. But yes, also it's really just a few years old, so there's, you know, not that much to pick from. But hopefully we'll have a couple of things at the end there. But let's start off with the movies that may have inspired this. What do you have first?
All right. So for movies that may have inspired it, I have some Saturday Night Live music-related movies. So I started with Wayne's World 2.
Okay.
since that was more music-centric concert movie.
Sure.
Not to dive too deep into that, but just, you know, I could feel the same similar vibe of just a lighthearted music comedy. But another Saturday Night Live piece that I have is Ladies Man.
Sure.
Because Tim Meadows
is the MVP of everything he's in.
Exactly. Anytime he's in something, it's going to be hilarious. Like, yeah, at least for the, while he's on screen, like it's going to be great.
Tony.
Yeah. Tony. Yeah, he's incredible. I don't know, he could just like smile and be funny. He's just hilarious. So yeah, Tim Meadows, Ladies Man is a huge puzzle piece, because they definitely were fans of that.
Yeah, they're milking Tim Meadows for like his specific brand of just, it's so weird. I don't even know how to put my finger on it. It's like he's so off and so strange in every role that he's in. And it's like, he's so Tim Meadows, but he's like impossible to really figure out. Like, his characters are always just so bizarre.
I know.
I love him.
He's like the perfect like commentator. Like, yeah. Oh man, he's so, so amazingly funny.
Absolutely the best. And he'll show up in, I think, some other pieces along the way.
For sure. Yeah. I was saving that because, yeah, that's an obvious piece. But another Saturday Night Live music movie,
sure,
going back old school, Blues Brothers.
Oh yeah,
just in that same vein of just like musicians like grinding and like the crazy situations that they put into a comedy about it.
Yeah, and I mean that's another example of like, again, the self-seriousness of being a musician and just kind of turning that on its head. And that's why I think music is just so ripe for this kind of a thing.
Yes.
I think that is a good entry point into my first puzzle piece, which, you know, if you're going to do a music mockumentary, you have to go all the way back to This Is Spinal Tap.
I was expecting you to say that, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the granddaddy of music mockumentaries, of mockumentaries really in general. I mean, there were some before, I believe, but not that many. And, you know, of course, Christopher Guest kind of took the reins and ran with it after that point, but Rob Reiner directed that original one, and the Spinal Tap band, each member is so funny on their own, and then when they get together, they have their own bits and all the side characters, and there's just so much that goes into the background of a band and all of the characters, the agents, the managers, the tour people, all that stuff, and they're all hilarious, and they all have their moments of shining, ridiculous moments, and you get that here in Popstar, and absolutely goes back to Spinal Tap.
Absolutely. I didn't write that because, I mean, I didn't grow up with it like as much as other people probably did, but I do love and appreciate that movie, and I just knew that you were going to be saying Spinal Tap, but it's great.
Absolutely. It's
and that's the best point about it, like the managers and all that part, like how that relates to this movie is...
Totally.
Like Sarah Silverman is like their publicist.
She's great too. Yeah. One other thing with Spinal Tap, and this is a big thing I would say with The Lonely Island in general, which of course, The Lonely Island is Andy Samberg's hip hop group that you know, is the basis for Popstar and a lot of this comedy rap stuff that this trio has put together aside from this movie. But the whole Turn It Up to 11 thing of Spinal Tap, I mean, that is kind of the mission statement for what The Lonely Island is. And I think that that's what makes it so funny. Just absolutely 100% going as far as the joke could go, to the point where it's barely funny anymore, but then just keep going and keep pushing it.
Yes, it's so good. I like in this. I love the other guys in the group in Style Boys or Lonely Island.
Style Boys, great so, name. So, what do you got for your next piece?
I wrote this piece down at the last second, and I thought it might have came afterwards, but this is a 2015. I think this movie that Andy Samberg made for like straight to HBO, 7 Days in Hell, his tennis documentary movie, like, sure, definitely prepared him and them to make Popstar. I don't know if you have you seen that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So I gotta funny. Rewatch it. It's,
I want to rewatch it too. And they made a third one of that, because that's the whole Documentary Now series, and they made a third one, and I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, well, this was before, or like, this was like a HBO movie.
It was like its own thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I wasn't sure about
7
that.
Days in Hell. Yeah. But it was definitely like the same crew of guys. So, so speaking of Documentary Now, that's another piece that I had, like, specifically, sure, like Bill Hader and the Blue Jean Committee episodes of Documentary Now. Like, Bill Hader's character in Popstar is like dressed the same way as he is in like the 70s in the Blue Jean Committee stuff.
Another great character that really doesn't need to be there, but it's just bring in so many funny people,
so much great stuff. And then I'll bring a little bonus puzzle piece up just from his part of the movie, Flatliners.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Because he loves to get a good F-line session.
Yeah Amazing. So funny. All right, I'll go on to another piece, and I'm gonna stay in the music vein here, but get away from mockumentaries for a little bit. I'm going to go with Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh,
the funniest shit in the world. I love Tenacious D so much. And I think the main reason I wanted to use this as a puzzle piece, aside from it being comedy music, which there's not that many great comedy musicians out there, Tenacious D is maybe the best of them all, maybe Weird Al. But the idea of putting a movie together as part of the process of putting a new album together, because this is a new Lonely Island album, Popstar,
yeah,
you know, and yeah, they're playing these characters, but it's basically just an excuse to make a new Lonely Islands album. And then instead of music videos, they made a whole film around it. And that's exactly what The Pick of Destiny is. It's a full length new Tenacious D album that instead of music videos, they made a whole movie around.
Oh my God. I'm so glad that you used that as a piece. I can't believe myself for not writing that as a piece. yes. What did Papadello tell you? that's an amazing puzzle piece. Yeah. Pick of Destiny is incredible. I rewatched it recently. It's still so silly, funny. I could just... Oh man, I love that movie.
Yeah,
it's just great,
and those songs are so good. I mean, that album stands on its own too. It's
best. I mean, I can't rocking and fucking rolling. There's so many. There's so much good stuff, man. Oh,
amazing.
KG,
he's the MVP of it all for sure. So, what do you got for your next piece?
Well, I kind of splurted a bunch of them out, but when I was talking to my friend last night, he did mention something. I was like, you know, that is a good one. He said, Wedding Singer.
Okay.
And that could relate to, you know, they worked together on, what's that movie? That's My Boy.
But which is terrible, by the way.
Yeah.
But Andy Samberg, awesome movie, terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, Wedding Singer is a classic. And it just fits the vibe of my other pieces, like Saturday Night Live related music, movies. And they definitely, it's movies that these Lonely Island guys like definitely watched growing up.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's definitely embedded at least some way into their comedy.
Yeah. And I think that particular brand of musical comedy in a wedding singer singing these, you know, these kind of like, you know, standards, classics or whatever, and turning it ridiculous, I think plays a real big hand in this being, I mean, again, it's hip hop, but it's also very like pop focused, this particular movie. Obviously the title Pop Star. I mean, it's funny that it blends that line of being rap and being pop music, but it's a little bit of both. But I think, yeah, you know, The Wedding Singer obviously is as pop as it gets, you know?
Yeah, no, they definitely, like I said, they definitely grew up on that. So speaking of like the actual movie, like the Not Gay song, or not gay.
Yeah, yeah.
The Equal Rights for All song is like clearly Macklemore.
Sure.
And that's funny to me because like I'm not a huge fan of that, because it's just he might be talented or whatever, and like, but I don't even care to check, because I just, when artists do things like that, they're just like an obvious like, oh, I'll make a song just to get more streams from like the LGBT community,
right? Right.
Or you know what I mean? It's just,
yeah, it's so true. It's using a moment
you
to can like
see through it, like, yeah. Well, some people can't, and that's right. How they get away with it, but like, I don't know. People like me, like I get to see through it like from a million miles away, and I just cannot deal with it.
Yeah.
So they attack that like perfectly. And I mean, it's like an attitude that you see even in like local rappers that like, it's sure. Just like that don't even have that spotlight on them, but they're like, oh, let me get behind some cause that I care nothing about. I'm not going to do anything about.
Yeah. Posturing is a big part of music, man.
That posturing. Thank you.
It really is. I mean, and that goes across all genres. I mean, that's in the rock music world, punk, everything. Yeah. But really big in the rap world. So, you know, and sure. I think that's a lot of what I was always trying to kind of parody with, you know, my own, you know, comedy rap stuff, is just that whole boastfulness and, you know, always constantly being the best at absolutely everything, you know, was a big part of Jewish Dave. But you know what? Yeah. While we're on this little tangent talking about Macklemore, we should bring up if you have any other any musicians or artists that we think inspired, you know, both the movie and Lily Island itself. I mean, obviously Beastie Boys. A big one there, yeah. You know. I'd also say Justin Timberlake, as far as like Connor for Real himself going, you know, separate, going solo off of this big, huge pop group and
that's
becoming the big
artist. And he's in the movie and they're boys. And,
sure.
Yeah. And I don't know the DJs that with the,
oh, like
helmet.
Dead Mouse or whatever.
Yeah, all those helmet DJs. Yeah. Or you know, I sound,
Daft Punk,
I sound,
right?
Well, yeah, they're the first ones to do it. Like, well, at least as far as I know. I don't mean to be so ignorant about that topic, but like, yeah, just the gimmicks of that, like the stage gimmicks.
Uh-huh.
And making the DJ wear a crazy helmet with a beam that goes into the sky.
that sound design, by the way, is incredible.
It
on
really
that beam.
Is, yeah. I know, it is nuts. And you know it's just going to go wrong when they first introduce that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's so good.
I would also add in... When everyone hates them for putting their song on the appliances, that's like the U2 moment when they put their album on iPods.
On everyone. Yeah, and like it was like difficult to try to delete it off and everything. Oh my God, everyone hated U2 for that. Yeah, it's a perfect example. And I remember watching recently some kind of like interview with the whole Lonely Island crew and talking about what they have coming up, and they were like reflecting on Popstar, and they were talking about like the marketing miss of the movie. Like, I guess like all the commercials when it came out, it was just all focused on, I guess, like the one or two Justin Bieber type jokes in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And like people thought it was just a straight up like Justin Bieber movie for the whole thing. And I think that a lot of people were like, I don't care yet. Or I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that hurt the movie when it first came out. And then eventually you guys like us, like we're like, all right, I got to check this out. And they're like, oh man, this is so great. It's on the level of the last piece, possibly.
Okay. you could jump in with it. I got a couple more after that, but
we'll save it then. You say your other pieces.
Okay, cool, yeah, cool. Yeah. But to that point, though, I do agree. I think that's part of why I stayed away. I thought it was literally going to be just like about a pop star. And I didn't know that the songs were going to be so funny. And like that, I think, goes back to that Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny like puzzle piece. Like, yeah, the songs are freaking hilarious. Another movie where the songs are hilarious and it's perfectly done and it kind of goes along with This is Spinal Tap, going back to Christopher Guest, is A Mighty Wind, his folk music movie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that that is just,
I gotta rewatch that again,
too, it's so good. So funny. All those people come back from Spinal Tap, and like I think pretty much the whole cast is back, and then a lot of the Christopher Guest regulars, and the songs are so good along with being ridiculous. And then again, you get all those side characters and all the people they worked with all coming back together, and they're all just so funny, and the songs are really the centerpiece of it, because if the songs aren't good, it kind of just gets to be stupid, I guess, but yeah, they are.
It's true. And I guess that brings me to just like a last second piece, the South Park movie, Bigger, Longer, Uncut.
Sure,
it's like,
sure.
Because I was like, as I was talking to my friend last night, he was asking me about this. He's like, is it a musical? I hate musicals. But he was just saying other movies that he loved. I'm like, yeah, you can call it that. There's songs throughout that drive it, but I don't put it in that box, but you definitely could. And South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut, you could put, call a musical.
Sure.
Well.
Yeah. I think it was even, I think it was nominated for some awards as a musical, like quote unquote a musical. And a lot of the stuff the South Park guys do, I think some people, when it comes to just like over the top comedy, they kind of don't want to engage with the musical, you know, genre or whatever. But everything South Park has done is musical. The show itself is so many songs and musical bits, and Cannibal the Musical, their original movie from
The Troma.
That's a beginning to end musical. And then their Book of Mormon that was on Broadway. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's so hilarious.
I know it's great. Yeah.
I can't wait for a movie version of that one of these days.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I'll throw a couple more pieces in here, and then we'll get to your last piece there. But okay. I'm going to go with a combination here, Fear of a Black Hat and CB4.
Ooh,
yeah, bring it back
classics.
To that. Hip-hop parody and
Fear
just, you know, we talked a little bit already about how that world is so ripe for parody.
Man, you're good at this podcast.
Well, you know, I've had a little bit of experience.
Those are great pieces, man.
But those are two movies I haven't seen in a long time. I loved them back in high school. They're so funny. You know, Chris Rock and CB4, Gusto. Is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, to anyone that doesn't know, because those movies, if you haven't seen them, and I haven't seen them pop up as, like, options on streaming or whatever, like, try to search those movies out because they are so hilarious. CB4 is basically like an NWA mockumentary in this same style. And then Fear of a Black Hat is, like, Public Enemy.
Right.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to have like a double feature one of these days and just watch those.
Oh,
yeah. Because it's been forever.
Hilarious.
Oh, I love those movies. Well,
damn, you're good.
Why don't we go to that last piece that you've been hinting at?
Okay. Yeah. This to me is the GOAT of all these movies. You know, like ones you mentioned, you know, like Spinal Tap started it off. But to me, the greatest of all time is Walk Hard.
Yes.
I love Walk Hard. It's so perfect. It ties in my other piece. It has the perfect Tim Meadows throughout it. And you know that they watch that and they're like, we need Tim Meadows to do that same thing in our movie. Walk Hard is incredible. I could watch that like anytime. The songs, the eras that they go through, the different characters, it's just definitely like the top of the mountain for this type of movie to me, and definitely like the biggest piece for me.
I think the idea that it, like, you know, spans this guy's entire career is like a major connection there. I think also all the famous artist interviews and how they all are doing a great job of acting like they are familiar with this character, you know, and like he's a real guy. I think that goes into it. Again, like we talked about with some of the other pieces, the songs are actually pretty damn good, as ridiculous as they are. And it's a movie that I think these two movies together, Pop Star and Walk Hard, they kind of ended the music biopic, like, in a way. Like look at Bohemian Rhapsody, which is so bad. Yeah. And it's like, you know, Queen is awesome. Freddie Mercury is awesome. But you just can't make a music movie now.
And wasn't it supposed to be, like, a way more, like, raw movie with Sacha Baron Cohen, like, with the real, like, more into the drugs and all that other type of stuff.
And that could have worked, maybe, but...
Maybe.
Yeah, but what we got instead is all the things that have already been just the piss taken out of them to the freaking 100th degree, and it's like, how do you even make these movies?
Because it's just the obvious formula.
It's so obvious, and it's like every beat of these musicians' lives... The movie doesn't work if the musician's life isn't interesting. Like, just because we love the songs, you still need an interesting story.
Yeah.
And these two movies have skewered all of those interesting beats to the point where if that's what the musician's life is, you just can't do it anymore. And so that's why that movie doesn't really work. I know some people do enjoy Bohemian Rhapsody, but...
it was a big hit.
Yeah, it was a big hit, but I do think some people maybe just couldn't disconnect it from the songs because... Right. Even I'll admit, in the moment, seeing that movie in IMAX, like, and hearing those songs in big IMAX speakers, rules, you know?
Yeah.
Because Queen's music rules, but the story is nothing. It's all the beats that have been skewered so perfectly already that we don't need them anymore.
Yeah, like the Doors movie.
Yeah. You just don't need that stuff anymore, you know? So I think that does it as far as movies that inspired pop star. So let's attempt, like we said at the beginning, it's very difficult because, first of all, this movie is so recent, but also because it's a very specific kind of movie. And so to say that this would have inspired other movies is kind of a stretch a little bit. And even in the couple I have here, I'd say that they're kind of a stretch. But what do you have? Do you have any good ones?
Honestly, I kept looking up the dates of things and thinking that it came after, like my piece that I said before, 7 Days in Hell, that was 2015. Popstar came out 2016. So that definitely prepared them, got them ready to do those perfect interviews, have real celebrities like be, you know, commenting like they know these people.
Yeah.
And, you know, just some hip hop points, like Nas was great at that in Popstar.
Yeah.
And then I just barely noticed, watched just another like hip-hop trivia thing. He's in it for like 2 minutes of the movie, but the original DJ of the Style Boys is DJ Newmark from Jurassic 5.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I did not notice that.
And like they say like he went off to like kill whales or something like that. But yeah, and that's just a random side fact of that. But yeah, honestly... I could be sleeping on new movies. It could be a lack of new good comedies, whether they fit this exact mockumentary thing. Sadly, I don't have, I failed on my homework of the new pieces. I mean, I could shout out like TV shows that are great in the mockumentary world. Like,
yeah.
Shout out Trailer Park Boys.
Sure, sure, sure.
The Rush episode, if we want to get specific of this type of vein. But yeah, like that's like my favorite, and I'm not sure of dates, but I feel like that came even before like The Office, which I love as well. And
right.
Yeah, I'm curious what you have for, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, that's right.
So I got two. That's all I was able to come up with here, and I did a little searching too, and I could not find anything. So I've got Eurovision Song Contest: The Story of Fire Saga from last year.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Will Ferrell just skewering that whole music songs. World and these big, huge, self-serious pop music songs, you know?
That's a perfect choice.
So I think that's like the one really good one I got. And even that, I think, would maybe be more inspired by things like Walk Hard than it was specifically by Popstar. But I still, you know, I had to come up with something.
Yeah, no, that was great. I only watched it once, but when I did watch it, I was like, oh, this is going to be kind of like Walk Hard. I'm going to like this.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Totally. And then the other one I have actually just came out last weekend. It's a movie called Mainstream. It's from Gia Coppola, and it stars Andrew Garfield. And it's more of a commentary on YouTubers and like influencer culture and like these like you know, totally ridiculous, doing dumb shit, and like young people, they seem to be really into all that right now, and they get millions of views and for just doing really dumb shit on the internet, you know. And it's not a great movie, honestly. It kind of, aside from Andrew Garfield's performance, the rest of the movie kind of falls flat a little bit. But I think it definitely, at the very least, it deals with the same kind of excess of like a Connor for real kind of character, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like actual celebrities that we could think of, like more modern day, that could fit that mold.
Maybe Kanye.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like our last episode, I don't want to talk bad about Kanye.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, like he could fit, like, yeah, there could be definitely a mockumentary from stories of his career, or like, I'm trying to think of like even newer artists, a newer pop star, but I'm just so out of the loop with that. Sorry, guys. Sorry, audience. Phil A here. My bad.
You got some you got some good stuff in the first section, man. You're okay. You're good. You're doing all right.
All right.
I did just think of another one though. Actually, just off the top, but The Beach Bum with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, okay.
That movie again. Just talking about excess and just pure id, you know, portraying through the screen.
Man,
I just, no
diss to that movie. I just like put it on like way too early in the morning one day, and then I like fell asleep like within 10 minutes. I got to watch that movie.
You got to go back to it and get to when Martin Lawrence shows up. He is so funny in that movie.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your new homework. Now that we've recorded this, your new homework is go watch The Beach Bum, because I love that movie.
All right. Will do.
Well, are there any other things about Popstar that we didn't quite get to while talking puzzle pieces?
Oh, man, there's so much good stuff. Yeah, like the interviews, Nas, Ringo Starr, just to talk about, like, they're allowed to, you know, like, you know what I mean, with the not gay. Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's too perfect. Again, shout out to the Blue Jean Committee episodes of Documentary Now, because it just fits that same model. If you haven't seen those, you can watch them on Netflix. It's so funny.
Yeah, I gotta rewatch those. It's been a while since they first came out, but I would just shout out to like one of my favorite moments of the movie was the bee attack, where they leave the camera.
Oh, yes.
They turn the camera off but leave the audio rolling, and they're just being attacked.
Yeah, with the subtitles on the screen. That's incredible. Yeah, there's way too many. Yeah, like there's way too many good moments.
Do you have a favorite song from the movie?
Man, I like one of the first songs in the movie that always cracks me up. The cowboy hat, the yeehaw. I got a cowboy hat. I got three cowboys. That one just makes me laugh all the time. There's fucked like Bin Laden. I'm slacking, but the movie is incredible. I'm thinking about like just the stupid stuff, like how he like takes a dump in the Anne Frank house. That, I guess that was like a commentary on like Justin Bieber did something stupid like that.
Oh, I forgot about that. But yeah, I think you're right. He did do some dumb shit like
Not
that.
Not as crazy as that, yeah. But it was something ridiculous. But without even knowing that, of the commentary, it was just a stupid funny thing, because he's like, Ace Ventura,
yeah,
do not go in there.
So damn dumb, dude. I love it.
If you love dumb stuff, like dumb comedy like that, like you just can't deny it. Like it's a modern classic. I mean, it's already 2016, we're in 2021, it's already 6 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Doesn't feel like it,
but I know. Absolutely crazy. Well, we always end these things now asking if there's another movie you watched recently you'd like to recommend to our listeners. You see anything good lately?
Yeah, my friend Kyle showed me Nobody. That movie's great.
Nice.
Did you see it yet?
I did,
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, who thought in our lifetime we would see, man, Bob Odenkirk and RZA and Christopher Lloyd just fighting side by side?
Incredible. Like, this is like made for me, it feels like.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, dude, we love Bob Odenkirk, we love RZA, we love Christopher Lloyd. It's just, oh my god. And even if RZA didn't even show up on screen, shout out to Aeson, yeah. Wu-Tang, Even if RZA didn't show up on screen, I would have been happy with just his voice on the other end of that. Being yeah. like, oh, who is this guy? Might be as badass as Odenkirk's character. And the fact that they like came through with that, incredible.
Beautiful.
I also did, I was told you how I saw City of Lies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It's worth watching. It's worth, or maybe wait till it pops up on like a Hulu or Netflix or something like that. But I was so curious because it was supposed to come out years ago, and I'm not like a conspiracy guy, but I was like, oh, what did they say in this movie that, but they do, it's like for anyone that is a freak on studying like the Biggie and Tupac murders and have watched like all kinds of documentaries that are available like
yeah.
throughout the years, it does kind of like tie like certain things like evidence together, and yeah. it's Johnny Depp and Forrest Whitaker,
yeah,
so it's cool.
I gotta check that out one of these days for sure. But right on, man. Why don't you tell people what you got going on with your music and everything?
So in November, I put out an album with my longtime friend and collaborator, Rahsaan Arigato. So it's Phil A and Rahsaan Arigato, Philigato. I got this
mug right here. I'm looking forward to using it.
You ordered the coffee mug like not long after the album came out. And we, instead of shipping it to you right away, we said we were going to do a podcast.
That's right.
The first time we got to do it. So thank you for being patient with that. That's available on my Bandcamp page, philA.bandcamp.com, or you can just type in philigato.com. It'll take you there. I'll create a discount code for 30% off with the code Puzzle. If you want to buy anything for the next month on my Bandcamp page, we have this limited cassette tape run. There's maybe like 14 cassettes left. If you guys want to jump on those, if you're a collector, hip hop, or just, you know, shout out to everyone in the Facebook group.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Chad and Justice League being good.
Yeah, who would have thought of that?
I know. My boy Kyle is a huge Zack Snyder fan, and I was very happy for both of them that the movie was great.
Right, yeah.
And yeah, I'm feeling great. I already got new Philigato music that I'm mixing right now. I also put out a remix project called I Flipped This For My Lady.
Nice.
That's like $5 on my Bandcamp. I got some classic stuff, you know, Prodigy, and then some modern stuff like Meg Thee Stallion, like on my beats. So it's cool. Listen, I appreciate, I'm just happy to be here making music. So yeah. Happy to be here. Feeling great. And, David, thank you. I appreciate you coming through.
Yeah.
It's good to do. This is our third one.
Third
now.
One, yeah. I always love having you on, man. And like we said earlier, I'm looking forward to making a comedy rap song with you one of these days. I'm itching to get back into it after watching this movie. So, you know.
you know, it's great that you're always welcome to come over and we can do that, or I can get off my butt and come over there.
One way or the other.
Also, there's an amazing new thing, just to shout out to like, any music creators that might not know about this yet. It's called Satellite Sessions from Mixed in Key. It's a free plugin.
Okay.
And we can like collaborate, even though we both live in Vegas, we could be like, yo, and we could be on different DAWs and be like, here's a melody, Phil, put some drums on it, or vice versa, or be like, here's what I got, and you want to add some keys to this, and then
nice.
We'll chop it up. And it's not like exactly real time, like you're not like jamming together at the same time, but it's like, just look into it, anyone that might be interested in something like that. It's something that's like, wow, this is finally here. It's maybe should have been here already, but the pandemic kind of like probably forced it to happen.
Sure. Yeah
So it's Satellite Sessions, free plugin that
sweet.
We can all make music together. Like,
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, again, philA.bandcamp.com, and lots of new music coming, just working on beats, about to record some music later today. Feeling great about that.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone listening.
Hi, I'm Dietrich.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Ben.
We're from the podcast That Song From That Movie, the journey through the very best and worst of movie songs.
We want you to join us on our voyage across the cinematic sound waves as we take a deep dive on a new song and movie each week to figure out just what makes them tick.
Already we've set sail with Celine Dion on the Titanic. found a friend in Toy Story, and gotten drenched out in the rain with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Hopefully each breakdown allows us to answer the ultimate question of what's better, the movie or the song. Or at least learn something new along the way.
Just like learning that Toy Story 4 is a meaningless cash grab without a soul.
You can subscribe right now on all good podcast platforms. If you use one of the bad ones, then that's on you, and we can't be held responsible.
Subscribe to That Song from That Movie.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that conversation about Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. Thanks to Phil A. for being on that one. As always, if you enjoy what we're doing here on Piecing It Together, make sure you are subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts. You could, of course, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Well, I guess you could follow on Apple Podcasts. I don't know what they're doing over there. But also Spotify, Pocket Casts, TuneIn Radio, all of the major podcast apps, we're on them. If there's an app that you like to listen to podcasts on and we're not on it, make sure to let me know and we will get on it. You could also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or on Podchaser and follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. Join the Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. And also don't forget, we have a Patreon. If you really enjoy what we're doing here on the show, you can definitely subscribe to our Patreon. It is the Produced by David Rosen Patreon. Combines bonus and advanced and exclusive content from all of the podcasts I'm involved with, whether that's Piecing It Together, Awesome Movie Year, Bird Road, All Rice No Beans, everything that I'm involved with, as well as my music career. Lots of great content, so check it out, Produced by David Rosen. It's patreon.com/bydavidrosen. We would love to have you as a subscriber, and the more subscribers we get, the more content we're going to make for it. So that does it for today's episode on Pop Star. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to close this thing out with a piece of music like I always do. And like I mentioned during the conversation, and I don't mention very often on the show or just in general anymore, I was a part of a comedy rap collective here in Las Vegas. I was kind of in charge of, but it's called the Polar Bear MCs, which also split into all these side projects: MC Random and Jewish Dave, Demise and D-Rocks, The Big Yummy, Fakakta, and there were some others that never actually released any albums, but you know, there were still more songs being made under these little side groups that all split off from the Polar Bear MCs. But this was a thing we did in college back at UNLV and continue to do here and there every so often, but don't really promote it anymore because there's a lot of like just awfulness involved. A lot of just, you know, early 2000s edgy humor that really doesn't fly very much nowadays, but we sure had fun doing it back then. And we used to do shows all over Las Vegas. We were in Battle of the Bands and on local music compilations and doing shows at all the bars and all the clubs here in Las Vegas. So we were a pretty big fixture of the local music scene. But that's a young man's game, being a comedy rapper. But might still make some new albums one of these days. But I'm going to close it out with a song from those days, because how could I not, when talking about a comedy rap group like the Lonely Island and the stuff happening in Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping. So hopefully this song isn't too bad. But this is a song called Drop a Deuce from the Polar Bear MCs. It's available on the compilation album Jewish Dave and Friends. And one of these days I'm going to release a compilation of all of the basically unfinished Polar Bear MCs songs that never like got an official album release. Just maybe we're on a compilation here or there, or we're on burned CDs that were getting passed around at the time, stuff like that. And so this will probably end up on that as well. But yeah, this is called Drop a Deuce. Enjoy it, or just turn the podcast off now and never listen to this portion ever again. But here it is. We'll be back with more Piecing It Together soon.
Drop a deuce, let it go real slow. It's a mix, it'll be I double Z. as to what you will do. Drop a drone to take a motherfucking shit on you when I come through with them shitty ass pants. So the team giving me stomach cramps. Shut off the lamps and close your pretty eyes and brace yourself over around wet surprise. Have you ever seen a polar bear shit with a bunch of MCs digested in it? Got the pose like, what, you dirty slut? Yo, have a gallon of my guts. Order a number two with a side order of nuts. Jewish Dave, drop that beat just once and
drop a deuce.
Something smelly that came from out my belly. Consistency like jelly. Don't try to tell me 30 minutes later you still think you smell me, cause I'm sitting on a pot posing like the thinker. Oh my god, I'm a dirty stinker. Take a fat crap, me mostly of corn. Flush two times and go watch a porn. Some people warn the shit monster's born. When I go in the bathroom, man, close the door. I spray the spray, but all I can say is it smells like a flowery poop on a summer's day.
Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.